Welcome, witches. It's the Undercover Witch. And I have decided to add episode categories. So instead of just having witchcraft and my psychic series, I'm also going to be including other series as well. One of those is our ghost stories episodes, which are the third episodes of each month. To do this series, I need submissions from you and from other people who've had experiences, ghost experiences, spiritual experiences, paranormal experiences. So, if you've had one that you would like to share and put up on the podcast, or if you know anybody who would like to share, please have them email me or fill out our form. I have the link down below, or they can email thewitchundercover@gmail.com. Currently, I do not have any outside stories of like people that I don't know. Of course, I can go around to those people, but I really wanted to start out with some of y'all's that we could have on and talk about. Thank you in advance, and I hope y'all enjoy this series. So today we are going to talk about some of my experiences, which I'm really excited to share with y'all because I tend to keep most of them to myself. I was taught growing up, because we were Catholic, that if you call something or say its name, it's going to come to you. So I think I tend to hide a lot of my experiences or not talk about them because I'm afraid that I'm calling on something, or there's something else going on. Which there's some truth to calling out certain energies or aligning yourself with certain energies. But I no longer have that necessary belief system, that specific belief system that's really rooted and based in fear. And I have also never told all of my stories to anybody. So let's go ahead and start from the beginning. The first experiences I had that I can remember were when I was younger. The very, very first one was in a dream. I had a dream that the next, I had a dream of the next day and what would happen the next day. And it happened. And a lot of us have those dreams. But for me, it was very, like after that point, it was very constant. And it was also very confusing because I could never figure out what was going on from one moment to the next. It always felt like everything was kind of streaming in and out, and everything was just always confusing. Time was really confusing to me when I was younger. And eventually I kind of figured things out, and I learned more about dimensions and time warping and timelines. But I feel like a lot of my experiences that we're going to talk about today, just keep that part in mind because my dream specifically and switching dimensions, switching timelines is very, very important to all of my experiences that I've had. But I wanted to begin, and normally I wouldn't bring up my family's stories or other people's stories that I know, but they're also my stories and they intertwine. I'm briefly going to mention an experience that my mother had where she was at work and she allowed somebody to borrow a watch, which is very unlike my mother because she doesn't like when people touch her stuff. And back then, she was a lot harsher than she was now. She had me very young as a teenager, so she was kind of like the rough, tough kid that would get into fights and wasn't afraid to say what was on her mind. And overall, like, can I just say, like, she was super cool and still is, like, super badass. But definitely not somebody who would just lend somebody their watch. So she ended up lending this person her watch. And when she receives it back, she continues to get this reoccurring rash on her wrist. Fast forward, She decides she doesn't want it anymore. She gives it to my grandfather, who loves watches, and he's always loved that watch. So he takes it because she figured she was allergic to something. Like she was all of a sudden allergic to it or something, or it had something she was allergic to. And he started getting a rash. And so my grandmother, who used to come in and clean our houses and everything, she left it in one of our rooms by the window. That is where our story begins. That there was a lot of stuff in this house that we were living in. We were living across the street from my grandmother, and everybody who's lived there has seen something, has felt something, they've had experiences. And so when I started talking about my experiences there, nobody seemed really to bat an eye. They're just like, yeah, okay. And of course, I was a kid, so I don't even know how old I was. I was less than 5 for sure. My mother was in school during this time and she was working 2 jobs. So she was doing a lot of work and she was always tired. And one morning she just wouldn't wake up. Like I could not get her to come up. It was almost like she was drugged or something. Like realistically, now I know she was just tired, but she would not wake up. And it was midday, so the sun was shining through. I think it was probably like 9, 11, 9, 10, 11 a.m., somewhere around there. And I was just sitting up in the bed and there, I was looking outside because the windows were kind of open. I could see across the street. And there were these two shadows on the opposite wall who were cussing at each other. Like they were talking to me, talking and interacting with each other, but they were just saying the most horrible, ugly things I've ever heard in my life. I kept telling my mom, like, hey, I hear talking, I hear them talking. And she kept saying, well, it's the TV in the other room, it's the TV in the other room. And just kind of turning over and going back to sleep. I knew it wasn't the TV in the other room because I could hear the TV in the other room and it was SpongeBob. Obviously, the language that I was hearing in the show that was on, that didn't make sense or match up. Eventually she got my grandmother to come pick me up. My grandmother was like, hey, come with me, it's gonna be fine. She just needs some rest. All throughout this time, that wasn't the only thing that happened. These shadows were reoccurring, but they weren't only something that I saw, they were also something that my mother saw. Of course, like I said, she was in school at the time, so she was always reading her textbooks at night, like up until like 2 a.m. She'd be highlighting things, doing her textbooks. But also when I was younger, I always thought she was like extremely religious because she would always be doing the rosary and doing the rosary and very focused on it. And I found out later, like she would close the door, we would just sit in one room and she had the little light on and she'd be doing her rosary and she'd just be like, go to sleep, like whatever, and But she always seemed preoccupied. And later on, she told me that she would see something like in the corner of her eye in another room, and it freaked her out because it was so ugly, so demonic looking, so scary looking that she was like, I gotta go to the other room. So she would go into another room and she would lock us both in there and do the rosary because as we were in there in that room, she could see through the cracks of the door something walking back and forth and back and forth and back and forth very aggressively. Waiting for her to come out, basically, or waiting to get in. Eventually, she found out that the watch was given back to us in our house, and it was in our house. So it was in that area of the room. Like it was kind of moved around the house. It was always in the area of the room where she started seeing things. So at first, it was in the living room, and that's where she would see that thing. And then it was in our room, and that's by the window where she then saw things. And I saw the shadows on the wall. She got rid of the watch. And everything was fine after that. However, that house still has things going on in there. The people that I knew who lived there most recently, they always experienced different things, voices, shadows. They always get creeped out over there. Another story, real quick, is I'm gonna be honest, I don't let the best people, I didn't used to let the best people into my life all the time. I kind of got into a friendship with this person who was going through the spiritual warfare. I typically know how to handle myself, right? When we see things, there's these things that are called fear eaters that feed off of your fear. So the more attention you give to them, the more reaction you have towards them, the more powerful they are, and the more you see them, the more you feel them, the more you whatever. So during this time, I was friends with this person. We go on these long car rides because of the spiritual warfare that they were going through at the time. Something ended up attaching to us. I saw a woman in the back seat through my mirror, and I was just ignoring them because I knew what it was, and I was just like, okay, I'll handle this when I get home. Everything's gonna be fine. And then the other person, they were like, hey, do you see that woman? And I was like, fuck, yeah, I do. Just, don't worry about it, ignore it. And then he was like, well, I also see a man. And then I was like, oh shit, I didn't even look at the other side. Like, I was just paying attention. And I was like, okay. I was just like, okay, don't pay attention, whatever. And then he started describing them. And I was like, you don't interact with it. You don't interact with it. Like, stop. I'm gonna need you to stop. Because the more you interact with it, the more they can do things. So I had this woman like climbing over me, like pretty much into my lap. And as she was doing that, I was like focusing really hard. I was pushing her back into the seat, like spiritually pushing the energy back. My friend was freaking out. And I was like, dude, you have to stop. Like, the more you freak out, the worse it's going to get. And it got to the point where, like, it didn't matter if you opened. There was like a moment in there where I almost like I started to get scared and I lost my cool for a second and I started closing my eyes, but like that doesn't work. So every time I was blinking, the only thing that I really saw was my eyelashes because whenever my eyes were closed, I could still see the road and still see her climbing over me. And every time I opened my eyes, I saw the same thing. And so it was like open, close, open and close, open and close, and it wasn't helping. And then finally I was just like, oh my God, okay, just stop the car for a second. Let's take a second. Let's breathe. Let's get out. And we ended up just going back home and chilling out. And we, called a friend who helped us take care of everything. And we were good. But it was just one of those experiences where I just, this is why you got to watch who you let in your life, especially if you're a spiritual person, because you never know what they're doing, what they're going through, who they're working with. It's also why you don't really want to get into those spiritual wars where you're sending things back and forth, because especially in this situation, if you're doing a return spell, the other person is doing a practice they really shouldn't be doing or disrespected the practice that they're using. That energy is going to be like, oh, so you're going to be in this too. Well, this person did this thing wrong. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to make this right? It doesn't care who sent what. So it's just things like that you just need to watch out for. Make sure that you're educated. Make sure you're educated in the person that you're having to deal with. And then also, again, I'm just going to put this out there. It's the only belief that I tend to push onto people, as I've mentioned in previous episodes, that if you believe in a curse, make sure that you believe in a cure, because that is what is going to help your energy win. That's what's going to help you win. Don't be naive. Don't be ignorant. Don't just assume that's enough. You have to put some work in and you have to create boundaries. You have to create boundaries in your life. It's mental, it's physical, it's spiritual, all of it's connected. But don't just think that you're cursed and your world's falling apart. But scary things like that, they do happen. I think that's the only super negative experience that I've had that I felt like was my fault for letting somebody like that into my life, When we're growing up and we have our family around us, their stuff is around us too. So I think a lot more of my experiences when I was younger had to do with the people around me. And that's how I learned that I needed to protect myself and I needed to develop a spiritual practice so that I could make it through my day and move forward. Because I had a lot of different issues with sleep paralysis and my dreams and night terrors and things like that. That got itself all under control when I started working on my spiritual self, and then even more in control when I started working on my mental well-being and that sort of thing. But anyway, that's all I have for today. So I hope you enjoyed this. If you have any stories to share, if you know anybody has a story to share, then go ahead and email it to thewitchundercover@gmail.com or fill out my link, fill out my form in the link below. If there's just a story that you want me to read off of Reddit or like a story you want me to cover, that's been told before that I could tell to y'all with my voice, through my words, in my way. Go ahead and send me that as well. I'd be super interested to do that for you. Okay, see y'all later.